scrubby forest filled with droopy plants and dry brown trees.
Man, this place needs rain, said Jack.
He sat back on his heels and looked at the picture of where they had landed in the Australia book. He read, Australia's forests go through times of drought. A drought is a long period of time without any rain. The same forest can be flooded by heavy rains at other times of the year. Jack pulled out his notebook and wrote, Drought equals no rain.
Hey, Jack, said Annie, doesn't it smell like a cookout?
Jack sniffed the air. It did smell like a cookout. Jack looked out the window. A wisp of smoke floated above some trees in the distance.
Maybe people are camping over there, Jack said. Let's go see, said Annie.
Jack put his notebook and the Australia book into his backpack.
Put Teddy in there, too, said Annie.
Jack slipped the little dog into the pack. Then he followed Annie down the ladder. When they stepped onto the ground, the hot wind nearly blew their hats off.
The campers must be over there, said Annie.
She pointed at the smoke in the blue sky. They started walking across a sun-baked clearing. They passed bushes and scrawny trees. Lizards ran over the dry, cracked ground.
Arf, arf,
Teddy barked from Jack's pack.
Whoa,
said Jack. A pair of huge, funny-looking birds walked out from behind a bush. They were taller than Jack. They had fat bodies, long, skinny legs, and long, skinny necks.
Who are you?
Annie asked the strange pair. Jack opened his pack and took out the Australia book. He found a picture of the birds.
They're emus, he said.
He read aloud.
The emu is a large bird that doesn't fly. It can run as fast as 30 miles per hour.
Wow, that's fast, said Annie.
Arf!
Teddy jumped out of Jack's backpack and barked at the strange birds. The emus gave the little dog a haughty look. Then they turned and walked proudly away. Jack wrote in his notebook, Emus, proud birds, don't fly.
Look, a live teddy bear, said Annie.
Jack looked up. Annie ran to a tree at the edge of the clearing. The live teddy bear was nestled in the fork of the tree.
Oh, it's so cute, whispered Annie.
The creature was fast asleep. He had large round ears, a black nose, and a furry body. His feet had long curved claws.
It's a koala bear, said Jack.
Hi, sleepy Ed,
Annie said to the koala. She patted his soft fur. He opened his big eyes and looked calmly at her. Jack found the koala picture in the Australia book. He read,
The koala is actually not a bear at all. It's a marsupial, like a kangaroo. A marsupial mother carries her babies in a stomach pouch.
That's neat, said Annie.
Jack kept reading. Koalas mostly eat the leaves of gum trees, so cutting down gum trees to clear land has hurt them. Wildfires are also a threat. Koalas are slow-moving and can't escape the smoke and flames. Jack pulled out his notebook and wrote, Wildfires are a threat to koalas.
What's wrong, sleepyhead?
Annie asked the koala.
Don't you feel well?
Don't worry, said Jack. Listen to this. He read more from the book. Koalas, like kangaroos, are active at night and sleep during the day when the sun is hot. The name koala means no drink, because koalas rarely drink water. They get moisture from the leaves they eat.
Jack licked his lips. His mouth felt dry.
Speaking of water, he said, I'm thirsty.
Me too, said Annie.
Teddy was panting as if he was thirsty also.
Let's find those campers, said Jack, sighing. Maybe they can give us some water.
Jack put Teddy back into his pack. He tucked the book under his arm, in case he needed to look something up. They began walking again. Suddenly, there was a loud, harsh cackle.
Yikes, said Annie.
What was that?
Said Jack. Chapter 3. Bigfoot. The loud cry rang again through the dry air. Teddy barked. Jack and Annie turned around in the clearing. It was hard to tell where the sound was coming from. The terrible cackle came again.
There, said Annie.
She pointed at a bird in a gum tree. The bird had brown feathers and a large head with a long beak. It stared down at Jack and Annie, then it let out another cackle.
Weird, said Jack.
He found the bird in his book and read, The kookaburra is the best-known bird of Australia. There is even a popular song about it. The kookaburra is also called the laughing donkey. This is because the strange sound it makes reminds people of a braying donkey.
I know that song, said Annie. She began singing, Kookaburra sits on the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he.
Jack wrote in his notebook, Kookaburra, a big kook. Annie stopped singing.
Hey, she said, there's another weird thing.
Where? Said Jack. Annie pointed to a big bluish-tan lump lying in a shallow, dusty hole.
Is it alive? Said Jack.
They stepped closer to the big lump.
It looks like it's breathing, said Annie.
The lump was an animal lying on its back. Its paws were crossed over its chest.
It had huge feet, large ears, a face like a deer's, and a very long tail.
It also had a very fat stomach. Just then, a small head peered out of its stomach.
Whoa, said Jack. Oh, wow, it's a kangaroo with her baby in her pouch, said Annie.
Great, said Jack. Remember, we have to get a gift from a kangaroo. Their voices woke the kangaroo. The animal jumped up from her shallow bed. She glared at Jack and Annie. Her baby peeked out of her pouch. The mother kangaroo gave an angry stamp.
Oh, we're sorry, Annie said. We didn't mean to wake you up.
The kangaroo eyed Annie curiously. Then she took a giant hop toward her. Copying the kangaroo, Annie hopped toward the big animal. The kangaroo hopped again. Annie hopped. The kangaroo and Annie began hopping around each other. They looked as if they were dancing. Jack couldn't believe how graceful the kangaroo was. She seemed to fly through the air, then land as softly as a butterfly. He looked up kangaroo in his book and read, The kangaroo is the most famous of the marsupials. The female carries her baby, known as a joey, in her pouch. Scientists call the kangaroo a macropod, which means Bigfoot, and big feet help a kangaroo hop higher than any other animal in the world. With a running leap, a large kangaroo can jump over a school bus.
Forget the hopping contest, Annie, Jack called. She can out-hop you by a mile.
He pulled out his notebook and wrote,
Kangaroo, Bigfoot, can jump over a school bus.
The kangaroo began stamping her feet again.
What's wrong? Said Annie.
The kangaroo froze.
Grrr,
Teddy growled from Jack's backpack. Some nearby bushes moved. A moment later, three dogs crept silently into the clearing. They were sand-colored and mean-looking. Teddy growled once more. But the dogs crept toward the kangaroo. Suddenly, the mother kangaroo sprang into the air, away from the dogs. The dogs chased after her.
Stop! Cried Annie. Stop! Leave her alone!
As the kangaroo jumped, she turned in midair and landed facing a different direction. She then zigzagged over rocks and bushes. Howling, the wild dogs raced after the kangaroo and her baby. Chapter 4. Joey.
Oh, no! Cried Annie. We have to save her!
She took off after the dogs.
Arf, arf, arf,
Teddy barked over Jack's shoulder. Jack ran after Annie with a book under his arm. He ran over the dry, cracked ground, past scrubby bushes and scattered gum trees. Jack kept his eye on Annie running ahead of him. He saw her stop suddenly. She turned and dropped to her knees.
What happened?
He shouted.
Come look, she said.
Jack reached Annie. Beside her in the grass was the baby kangaroo. It was trembling.
Don't be scared, Annie was saying.
Then she looked at Jack.
Where's his mom? Why did she drop him?
I don't know, said Jack. He put his pack on the ground and opened the Australia book. Teddy jumped out of the pack. The little dog tried to sniff the baby kangaroo.
Don't scare him, Teddy, Annie said.
Teddy sat back and watched politely. Jack opened the Australia book and found a picture of a baby kangaroo. He read, "The biggest enemy of the kangaroo